Hello and welcome to episode number 7 of the Eggers Gallery Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Eggers. Our show recognizes and celebrates visual artists who exhibit their art at the Eggers Gallery. For more information about the artists in the gallery, please visit eggersgallery.com or find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Today's interview is with visual artist Jamie Rodriguez. Now let's take a peek inside the artist's studio.
My name is Jamie Rodriguez. I am an installation artist, painter, sculptor from upstate New York. Right now, I currently reside in the Albany, New York area. I ended up doing both a sculpture painting MFA at the University of Albany in New York. And then currently right now, as a professional artist, my work basically involves with taking a little bit of the traditional impressionist style of painting and then combining that with three-dimensional abstractions that take the landscape and environment and kind of build it into an environment off of the painting into space itself. As far as kind of like what I'm influenced by is landscape painting, that the landscape should have a history and a strife of its people, in particular the European landscape, and also so boundaries and borders that are within landscapes, usually like man-made objects or anything that kind of creates a conflict of interest between basically the dividing line of land. And that's kind of what I do.
Excellent. Well, it's our pleasure to have you showing at the Forest Show at the Eggers Gallery. And we'll get started with our first question, which is, how is your personality reflected in your work?
I think that my personality is reflected in my work through the installation work, and sometimes have a little bit of a humor to it, but it's sometimes a weird, dark humor. The more that you delve into my installation work, so I feel that that comes out of my personality that people that know me have told that I didn't realize. And then I think another part of the personality that comes out is I feel like I always have my feet in two different worlds at one time, and I feel that the combining the landscape painting with the sculpture, that kind that is who I am, a little bit of that and a little bit of this. Not really one, not really the other, but they both need to work together, so I feel like that is how my work is reflective of who I am.
What would you say influences your art, or where do your ideas come from?
My ideals come from, I've always been interested in the Impressionist and Post-Impressionist movement, and then basically I'm still interested at the core of beauty and the lighting of a landscape. And then on top of that, the landscapes itself is that then I become interested in not only those aspects, but then the actual history of that landscape itself, and usually the location and the identity of the people. I feel like the landscape embodies that, you know, depending upon location. So I try to look for landscape that have had a history of issues and topics such as strife or even mistaken identity. And I'm still influenced by sculpture as well. And I think through that, that's like kind of the three-dimensional parts of the painting comes, because I'm so fascinated in, I guess, like sculpture and the way how we interact with 3D space. So I just kind of use the painting as like a centerpiece to then build off of that.
Could you describe a real-life situation that inspired you to create a specific piece of art?
I did a residency in Portugal. I was staying in the countryside away in the north, away from Porto, would be the closest big city I was staying near. I was really influenced by the experience of the Portuguese landscape, the location, like the lighting, the color. It was something that was very unique and different. And then through that, I was more interested in the history of Portugal and maybe how some of the history of the people could play into me wanting to make a connection between the history of the country and then this beautiful, you know, northern Portuguese landscape, very unique to itself and very different than other places that I've been in the world. The direct experience would be that I ended up going out and I ended up starting with a plein air painting, ended up finishing in the studio. And then when I got done with that landscape painting, I then incorporated the history of the Carnation Revolution that took place in Portugal to then build and tie back some of the old and new, because the landscape that I was painting for me was new and it was current. You can go and visit that location, be there. But then I wanted to kind of educate people and not just give them just the pretty landscape painting. I wanted to, if you've never been to Portugal, if you never knew anything about Portugal, I felt that that's like a good way to maybe educate people as well through just the basic landscape painting. And then that experience then turns into creating an installation, then gives the viewer themselves a whole different experience than just experiencing a two-dimensional painting.
What makes art good to you?
I think that there's just two things to me that make art good, and that's evoking emotion and creating a narrative.
How do you go about starting a new work?
pretty much old school. I think it's all about going out and finding a location. For me, it has to be a little bit spiritual. It has to feel right. You know, it has to have some of the technical stuff. It has to have an interesting light. It has to be in a unique location. I usually like to go off the grid. It has to feel right inside. It's something that I guess only you, the artist, know that. You just know when you find that image, and then from there, that's about trying to catch that. And for me, like, you know, my favorite style and the way I like to do that is through, like, an impressionist style of painting.
And how has your practice changed over time?
Knowing the material to work with to get the results that I want. Using still traditional, I don't paint acrylic. When I finish the finished painting is usually on the floor. And for some reason I had a friend that told me that they had went over to Japan and that there were a couple painters or a group that he was with. Some of the Japanese artists actually paint it on the floor. That was like kind of like the one practice that I incorporated. It definitely created a different perspective than when on an easel. But it was interesting to then go from an easel and plein air and then go to a studio and put it on the floor. For some reason, the perspective, it seemed much flatter, but then I feel like the work isn't as flat as what I intentionally thought it would be. That practice that I do is, I don't know a lot of painters like to actually put or finish a painting on the floor on their knees painting.
What are your future goals as an artist?
I feel that I want to, with my work, educate and draw more awareness for not only the traditional landscape, but, you know, by incorporating these cultural elements in these environments, getting people more educated about other locations and places and about the history, because history is important to us, and if we don't know, history repeats. So I do want to use my art to draw awareness to things, and sometimes they can be social political, or sometimes they could just be to remind of the Impressionist movement or of plein air painting or of a little bit more of a traditional way of working compared to other contemporaries. But my goal is to still stay contemporary, and I feel like maybe with the sculpture work that allows me to then, you know, sometimes like if you look at one of my paintings, look like that it was painted during a certain era, but then I hope the sculptures and the other additives will kind of parallel those two worlds or juxtapose those two worlds of the traditional and the contemporary.
Where do you have the most success selling your art? Is it at local galleries or different websites or social media, art fairs?
Yeah, that's a good question. I've had success locally in our community. I have galleries with a few collectors that have come in, so I've been able to do that. I haven't done any experience of selling stuff via internet, even though my work is available. It's just that I've been able to show enough here in the community that, you know, I was able to get to catch the eye of collectors and people who are willing to buy. So for right now, kind of staying in this area, I've been able to sell paintings that way.
Could you take us sort of a virtual walkthrough, describe your daily routine in your studio, your rituals that you perform?
I really don't have a daily routine. It's actually, I like to go for a run. There's these amazing, very unique, this pine bush area that used to be like an old glacial lake of Albany, and it left this beautiful pine preserve. And I love going there and usually doing a run and actually thinking about ideas, like, you know, recalling things that I've been thinking about. And I feel like that's a good way to kind of cleanse my mind, and that gets me ready. And then after that, I'll usually go and I'll look through old notes, usually whether it's on the internet or something that I saw, you know, on one of my travels or something that I read, or maybe something that a friend said. Usually I'll go back through notes, and maybe I'll start to try and brainstorm that way. And then before I usually do a painting, it's weird, I actually kind of think backwards. I think about where I want the painting not to be. Then I end up going into it. I end up that the last thing I do before I finish is thinking it where I want to be. The one thing that I guess I kind of struggled with a little bit of I guess you would call it like a writer's block, but I guess it's an artist block, where like you start something and then you kind of get stuck in the middle. You're not sure where it's going. You're not sure if it's going to be a good painting, blah, 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 you know, so on and so forth. So I kind of stopped putting pressure on myself through the process and stopped thinking too much about it. So that's been like a big thing that has helped me actually complete paintings quicker. I feel like easily to draw them up to kind of where I want them to end up. But not all of them end up in an installation. So a lot of the paintings are just traditional landscape paintings that will not have an installation to it. The paintings will take months and months. So what I do is like to go in with the oils. I'll lay it dry and I'll sit on it for a little bit as well. And then I'll go back into it a couple months later. I guess the one new thing that I've been trying is that I read that Monet would sometimes go into his paintings and just kind of just manipulate a little bit of color. And I guess that's something that I've been practicing recently, is that once the painting's done, there's been like my last three paintings I've actually worked with no image and actually just asked people, like I've had friends come into the studio and ask them where they thought if there was a weakness as far as lighting or color, or if there's anything that they feel that their eye is drawing too much to that or not drawn enough to this and it should be. And actually through the last couple of paintings, I've been then going back with no image, no nothing, just with mixing and trying to manipulate the reality a little bit. You know, that's another routine that is different that I'm trying.
What's the best tip that you could give another artist?
The best tip I give is basically to work from your soul. If you want to be an artist, I feel like you should do it because you have something to say. And if you have something to say, make sure that it's honest and it's truthful and it comes from the bottom of your soul, because that's how serious I've taken my craft. So I would hope that other artists would take that into account just as much as I do, because it defines and it's who I am. I've committed my life to it and I plan on doing it until the day that I die. So to me, it's got to be genuine, honest, and it's got to be real.
Where can people go to find out more about your work?
So my website is www.jamierodriguezfineartist.com.
Perfect. Well, Jamie, we'd like to thank you for participating in the Forest Show here at the Eggers Gallery. And definitely everyone should run out and check out your website to see all the new work you are creating.
Well, thank you, Michael. I thank you so much for the opportunity, and it looks great. So I checked out the website and Facebook and everything, and I'm very happy to be part of your gallery for the show.
The Eggers Gallery would like to thank all of the participating artists in the Forest Show. Those include Chaz Martin, CJ Elsick, Jamie Rodriguez, Julie Guerrero, Maya Cereda, Mark Lavitelli, Mauricio Pazviola, Nicole Ferran, and Robert Mullinex. For more information, please visit theeggersgallery.com. Thank you for joining us on our peek inside the artist studio.